Chapter 66. The prairie was flat, green, rich, with scattered stands of oaks. The sky above was blue, as generally advertised. On the horizon there was movement, like the shadow of a cloud, a vast herd of animals on the move. And the baby was alone. Alone except for the universe, which poured in and spoke to her with an infinity of voices, and behind it all, a vast silence. Her crying settled to a gurgle. The silence was comforting. There was a kind of sigh, a breathing out. Joshua was back in the green under the blue sky. On the move, down was always the direction of Datum Earth, down to the bustling worlds, down to the millions of people. Up was the direction of the silent worlds and the clean air of the high megas. But to Joshua Valiente, in the end, down was home. Leaning on a stick, one prosthetic hand stiff, Joshua scooped up the baby, wrapped her up in a ragged old silver survival blanket that smelled of troll, and cradled her in his arms. Her little face was oddly calm.
"Helen," he said. "Your name is Helen Sophia Valiente."
A soft pop, and they were gone. On the plain, nothing remained but the grass and the sky.